The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the rules are not suspended, and the bill is...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore broadcast of North State Now.
Enjoy.
Look at the intro. Look at how it makes us all move. Enjoy. It was like boom. I love it. Good evening, North State. How are you doing? I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are with North State Now here on KCNR, your community radio and talk radio. And we are with Enjoy Magazine, and we get to do this lovely episode every, third Thursday. Yes, I have to keep it all straight now. Third Thursday, because I have a lot of other shows that I'm doing as well.
We do the first Monday morning. Carl and Linda. We are the guests. Yes. And then we do the third Thursday.
And I work with Nigel on California Adventure District on every Wednesday evening. So, yeah. So I've got to just find where I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
The table's familiar. The faces are different. But that's all right. Anyway, so, yeah, we get to spend an hour with all of our great friends and partners in the North State and all the wonderful people that live here and go over the airwaves and hopefully reach out and touch somebody and share the gloriousness that is Enjoy and all the wonderful places and people and things.
And we also have our regular with us tonight again, so.
Yeah, well, he's kind of, I forget, I mean, you know, officially he's a Viva downtowner, but one of those things, he's like the, you know, like the nephew or uncle that you have that, you know, isn't by marriage, but it just is, right?
Because
you're kind of like an Enjoy, a family member.
I'm honored. Well, hey, everybody. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. I always love to see Rhonda and James. And you know what? If you've been listening to the last 2 months, this is the first time that they're all together.
Yeah. This might have been flying solo for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Once him, once me.
Yeah, and mine, I think, what did I have, a wine night? Is that what was going on, or an event night?
Mm-hmm. It was a chocolate tasting night.
Yeah. So with the new store and our new location, we have a lot more things that we're managing, and occasionally I can't get a replacement to take my space, so I had to bail on you.
Yeah, but that's probably because your scheduler didn't do a very good job.
She's a nightmare. No.
She's so fired.
I know, right? Anyway, so hopefully you had a good work week thus far. We're heading down the street to the weekend, and the weather looks like it's going to be absolutely lovely with us. I mean, barring that we desperately need rain, which I would take if we could get it, but if you can't have that, then this is what I guess I would have. It's lovely temperature, clear blue skies, no smoke.
Did you see the sunset tonight?
I did not, no. I should have. I was walking downtown. I should have looked up.
It was beautiful
was
tonight.
It?
Yeah, we're having an early spring, but that seems to always happen with us. It's an early spring, and then.
But, you know, last year at this time, we had a snowstorm, right?
Right?
Yeah.
And we had one at this time because it comes up on my Facebook in 2011 in February.
I love when it snows.
Maybe we'll get a surprise snowstorm.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Anyway, so we are looking at Wild at Heart. Pursue Your Passions. This is the February 2022 issue of Enjoy Magazine, issue number 185. And it is chock full of all kinds of great articles, people, places, and things, new technology that we have been implementing for the last couple of months. And, you know, I love that we get to come on with Linda and Carl on the first Monday when the magazine is just released. And I love that we have our North State Now section now where we get to talk about more. But it's amazing how we go through the publication on air two times in 1 month, and we barely even scratch the surface of what, you know, what's truly in the magazine. And so real quickly, I mean, we used to have the calendar, and we used to talk about things that were happening, and we still do that from time to time. But tonight I'm just going to talk about real quick. I'm going to go through and just kind of break down what's in this issue. We have My Town, Positive Changes. This is something that we started a few years ago, and people love it. And we just randomly go out into the community and find people that share what it is that's passionate to them and why they love where they live and why they love the town that they're in. And it's great to see all the different responses. It's a nice day for a wild wedding, and this is Weddings on Location. This is a really cool article for that kind of destination wedding, something that's a little bit out of the box, right? Then we have Dream Big, and this is a great article about a young man that's an immigrant that came to this country and had a passion for the Red Cross as he was given to by the Red Cross in the country that he came from, and now has come here, and as a very, very young man is a leader in the Red Cross.
He's the executive director.
Executive director, yeah. Yes, which is absolutely
amazing. That's a cool story. Really cool story.
Well-grounded. This is a story about the new owners of Brew Coffee, which is downtown, mm-hmm. which is exciting that it continues to stay open, even though it's changed hands. And Nadia used to own it, but she just had twins.
Yeah.
And so now she has three young babies that I don't think she could handle all of it. So good for her for being able to hand that off. Then we have one of our quarterly stories that I'm really passionate about, and it's called The Price is Right, Gable Price and Friends. We do a quarterly feature on local musicians, and this is a group from Reading originally that has kind of made it big and on the verge of signing potentially a large record contract. They have so many videos out. If you go to YouTube and watch them, they're amazing. They're very, very talented. This is cool because this has our new technology, which is called Live Portrait. So if you take your phone, you go to your app store, you download Live Portrait for free, and then you just give the app access to your phone. It turns the camera into an AI scanner, and you don't scan the logo. You scan the actual page, and it will launch their latest music video, and you can watch it in full screen. So that's super cool. And we have that on other things within the magazine, so you just have to look for the Live Portrait symbol, and that tells you that there's some extended content for that story, or even ad for that matter. Then we have telling her story, Kimberly Bonet Handmade Jewelry. Aww.
One of our guests.
Yeah, she's sitting across from us just twiddling her thumbs ready to attack the microphone. Yeah. So Kimberly has worked with Enjoy for many, many years in multiple capacities. She is an incredible writer, and that's what she's gifted at and graduated from University of Louisiana.
Louisiana State.
Louisiana mm-hmm. State, yep, as a journalist or a writer. She also is an incredible jewelry maker, and she had worked in Enjoy the Store for probably, what, 5-7 years?
Since 2013 to about 2019, so about 6 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And my heart is always still there. You know, I'm always jumping. Oh, jewelry is there. Heart is there for sure. Love.
So we'll be, after the first break, we'll be jumping in with Kimberly to talk about that part of her life. Quickly, we have a story about a lovely liqueur, and this is called Denny Barr's Zen de la Creme. Denny Barr has launched a new chocolate-flavored liqueur, and what a beautiful package. Wow. I mean, this picture is amazing. 2020, this is the Reading Bridal Show is this coming month, so check that out.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Okay, great. Agent of Change on page 41, Growing and Building Community with Sean Ricks. I'm not sure exactly what the story is. I don't know if you have any insight on it.
He's just a community guy in Red Bluff,
okay.
And he does a lot of great things for his community. So,
awesome.
Yep.
Then we have, real quick, on page 45, Game Changer. Project Spark Studio gets animated. This is a local company that does graphics and design for video games. Yes?
And it's kids,
cool.
Yes.
Kids.
Yes.
Oh, they're kids?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, look at that.
So they're teaching students.
I see that. Yeah. Look at that room with all those computers. Yeah. That's awesome. What else? We have Farmers Markets. Get to know your Farmers Markets. This is by Nigel Skeet, and this is part of the California Adventure District. We have Savor the Flavor. This is about all some of the local restaurants that participate. Ooh, Bantam Kitchen. Yum.
I see a Leadership Reading advertisement in here.
Yeah.
Oh, another guest.
That's another guest.
Yeah, that's coming up, right? Yeah. Lobster Tails, Lobster Macaroni and Cheese. This
yes,
is a recipe
please.
From Terry Olson. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I'd like a whole translation.
I know.
Like that. Yeah.
I look at that, and I'm just like, ooh. Yep, that's cool. And then we have the Downtown Details, are also known as the Blake Down, which, you know, we have Viva Downtown in here with us all the time because they're part of Enjoy and the whole downtown movement. And then lastly, we have another recipe in here that is on how to make a violet Evergarden, sorry, with honey-based spirits. So that's just a bit of it in a nutshell. We also have one last thing called the Wild Shasta Wildlife Research and Habitation, or Rescue and Habitation, I'm sorry, Rehabilitation. I can't read tonight, sorry. And that's also another great article. So that's a lot of reading for you to do.
Yeah.
And so
you know,
there's something for everybody.
And what's nice about the stories is they are pretty compact. They're not, you know, it's something that you can read usually in 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it that way. We don't want, you know, stories that go on for forever.
Yeah. I've always said it would be really cool to have our own podcast, or not a podcast per se, but I guess it would be a podcast, right, where we would bring in a local. They wouldn't have to be a celebrity of any kind. They just could be a local, and they would be given, and we would put it in a recording studio and have them read the stories to you, right?
Oh, I love that.
So that you could then log in and just sit down and put it over your HomePod or your Google or Amazon.
Audio Mag.
Yeah. We never did it. We talked about it.
We talked about it.
Yeah. And where you could just say, hey, Siri, play the latest, you know, Enjoy Magazine, April Magazine.
Yeah, technology has changed.
Yeah, right. And then somebody would come on and say, you know, hey, on page one, we're going to talk about Kim Bonet, you know, and then read this, it would read the story to you. So you could kind of just trance out, right? Close your eyes in a chair and just like sit back and have somebody read to you.
James, I just want your sultry voice to do
No. We have to take a break. I'm getting the dirty eyes from the booth. No, it's not dirty eyes. He always tries to be kind to me, and I'm always a jerk. So, you know. Anyway, we're going to take our first break, and when we get back, we'll talk to our first guest of the night. Sit back and relax.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is an encore broadcast of North State Now.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes, North State. Enjoy. We're back. You need to throw that phone.
I know.
Rhonda.
Oh, no. Wait.
Rhonda's got her headphones stuck on her mic and basically dragging her face into the mic. It's awesome. I love stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know who that was singing our intro music? You know who we were going out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
The music that we played when we were going
out. Oh, I know. That was Jackson 5. I know for sure.
Yeah. Yes, you and I always have played this game ever since then.
Yes.
Like, do you know who that was?
Yes.
At the beginning, coming in.
You're talking about...
Just right now.
Just now.
Yes.
I can't think of that. I know the song,
yes,
but I can't think of who that is.
That
but I knew be, Enjoy Yourself.
There it is, this one.
For $5, Kevin.
Now, normally, I would win this competition.
Yes.
But I think you are the person that may just have... You may be the one person in the world that has a leg up on me with knowing
Janet
songs and stuff.
This is
it is Janet.
Yeah.
It is Janet. No wonder I'm...
I just went Jackson in, Jackson out.
Hello. I mean, if you're going to go in with Jackson, you've got to go out with Jackson.
I know, right?
It's that, you know.
Right. I know. See, it comes back around, right? Because isn't Janet just doing this whole new thing, like this big documentary coming up, right?
Yes, yes.
And I've been holding, we've been using that intro music since we started this program. So, you know, you just hang on for long enough and it comes. Janet will come right back to you.
Like vintage. I mean, it never really goes out of style. It just, right. You know, it's in the background for a little while, and then it reemerges.
Right.
So.
Speaking of vintage.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. You're so good at segue. You gave me goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Kimberly Bonet is here tonight telling us about her story, Vintage. And what an exciting night to have Kimberly here, because I remember when I was a kid, when she had Kimberly Nicole Boutique, mm-hmm. over in the downtown promenade. Yep. So,
do you remember that, Grandma?
Yeah. You see all these gray hairs? I definitely remember.
When I was a kid.
Lake was in high school, and I was like, oh, my gosh. He was the sweetest kid, and instantly we were friends.
Right.
Him, his mom, and his aunt, Paula, his mom,
and then
Debbie.
He grew up.
And he grew up, and now he's still my friend. Now we're, like, it's so different, because back then it was a kid and an adult.
He's sweet,
now we're two
but
adults.
The cute kind of went away.
Well,
but, you
I
know.
Mean, but still brilliant. That's the thing. He still looks the same. He hasn't aged. You have no gray hair. Like, what? I have all the gray hair.
I'm a man
now. That's because he's an elf.
I know. He just stayed. I know, buddy. I love it. I've been following him since he's been in all the, not leadership writing,
no,
not
but
the
I
word,
mean,
but
yeah,
Enterprise.
Yeah. Yep.
Starship Enterprise.
Starship, so.
Yep.
So, Kimberly, tell us a little bit about your story. Obviously, that's the name telling her story.
Yes.
Your business, besides working for the city in the communications division, and writing for Enjoy for years and working at Enjoy for years. Yep. You have done a lot of things and been a lot of places. But one of your passions, obviously, is your own business, and that is vintage-inspired jewelry. But how long have you and Cleveland been a resident here in Reading?
We have lived here. We moved here in 2008. I opened my shop in that same year, and, you know, we just kind of hit it hard with different aspects of the business, one of which was jewelry design.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always had a love for vintage clothing, so I've had that as part of the element there at the store. And then when I closed the store, I wanted to continue doing something with vintage because it's always been a passion long before I had the shop, long afterwards.
And you were doing furniture.
Yeah,
too.
That too.
I did upcycled furniture for a while as well. And, you know, I love all of it. I still love furniture. I still love, you know, decor and interior design. But the thing that always draws me back are writing stories and making jewelry. And, you know, fashion, anything in the fashion realm is definitely something I'm passionate
fashion
about.
Too, because, when we talk about it, I mean, I always forget there's all those aspects. Your jewelry is just, you know, obviously foot forward because you do a lot of that, but you did have the furniture, and then you also do fashion. Like you've done all kinds of really cool jean scarves, and you were part of the Fashion Alliance and did a show, and, you know, so what is your educational background?
My degree is in English, actually. Creative writing is the emphasis there, and it's a Bachelor of Arts in English, and I love it. Writing's always been something that just kind of came naturally, and so when I went to launch a jewelry company, when I thought about how to continue the legacy of Kimberly Nicole Boutique and still carry that jewelry into what I did in the future, it made sense to have pieces that had their own story, just like the vintage clothing would have its story. The jewelry is the same. And a lot of times I'm looking at old hardware, old chandelier crystals or old keys, and I'm like,
doorknobs,
crazy stuff
drawer
that people,
pulls.
Right. That people are like, oh, that's furniture. I'm like, no. I'm going to stop you right there. It's actually, yes, it works on furniture, but it could work on jewelry too. And I love that it can be playful and fun, that it's unique, and that somehow
I think some of the jewelry looks better as jewelry than it did for what it was purposed for.
That's the hope. If you can make it even better, that's the thing. I don't want to ever touch anything and take it down a peg. I want to touch it and take it up a notch if I can. So that's the goal, you know?
So are you still doing mostly shows and things, or have you backed off from that and are doing more of your online and locations?
Doing mostly locations and online right now, just because of the pandemic. It's just, you know, easier that way and safer. And a lot of shows didn't happen. It's just been an easier, streamlined way of doing it right now, all things considered. So, But I am hoping that when things clear up a little bit that we can get back, because I really, what I miss most is just interacting with people. I really love sitting and talking to people and getting to know their stories, just like they're getting to know mine as I'm sharing the jewelry with them. So I'm hoping that that's something that we can get back to hopefully sooner than later. So,
I know.
Yeah. But,
so then a lot of things changed for you because you had a lot of time, you and your husband, because you guys were just husband and wife.
Right.
And then you had Braxton.
Yes. I had my little guy, and he is 10.
He's not so little. I can't
he's
even.
Not,
I remember when you were pregnant.
Little. I was at that baby shower.
He sure was. I've known him literally for, 13, 14 years maybe now?
Yeah.
12 years. But, yeah, he is 10, and he is up to my neck. Literally, he's, you know, very close to my face, and so I figure I have about a good year and a half left before he's, you know, clean looking over the top of my head.
But it's so amazing because when I see pictures of him, Cleveland, and then your other son.
Yeah, Alex.
They look so much alike.
They do.
They have a very, there's a strong gene in that runs through them, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, so it's amazing. Another really cool aspect that I find about you is that you're a beautiful singer. You're a song.
Oh,
you're a songbird.
I don't know.
So we're going to cue up some music.
Don't you dare.
Here, Janet Jackson's karaoke.
Oh, my God.
You had no idea, but I'm going to. No.
James, oh, my gosh, you put me on the spot.
No. I'm not going to make you sing. I would never do that because that would be.
I'm going to have you back me up.
I wouldn't be that. Oh, well, in that case, let's hit it. Give me a mic.
What was our group's name was going to be JJ Muff and the Stuff. We were going to be the Stuff and you were the name.
And the Muff and Stuff comes from. Yeah, don't get any wild ideas about the Muff. The Muff was. We would go to dinner at Famous
when Famous
Dave's.
Dave's was here.
Yes, because I would love to take your son with us, and then he loved the corn muffins.
He would still live and die for a
Right, and you guys were always like, oh, you know, you need to pace yourself or whatever, and I'm like, oh, no, Uncle Muffin Stuff's going to fill you up with muffins.
He's like, Uncle's like, yeah, just go for it. Eat all the cornbread muffins, and, you know, between you and my mom, have all of the cornbread. We're like, seriously, you need some protein in there, but no. So I am
Uncle, what is JJ Uncle
Muffin? JJ Muff. JJ Muffin.
So that's what Braxton calls me, And now my new thing is, because they don't have that there anymore, is Kimberly comes in to refresh her beautiful jewelry in the new store location, and I try to pump him full of chocolate.
He's that uncle, you guys. He really is. And it's like, here, have all the sugar. And then,
bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. But he loves it. He's always, always excited to come in the store. And when we drive by, anytime we drive by, he's always looking out the window to check out the new store location. He's always looking for Uncle JJ. He's there.
He's a sweetie.
Yeah, he loves it.
So why I brought up the whole song thing is because obviously people that know you and those that are just learning about you tonight on the radio, your husband is an amazing musician, as is your oldest son, Alex.
They're
darn near prodigy when it comes to music.
Pretty talented.
And your husband has the most amazing voice as well, but he doesn't like to sing and play. Yeah. And I keep trying to figure out a way that he could cut his own album or something.
Well,
to know, cause
he's working on that.
Is he? I know.
I'm actively in process.
Really?
Like,
oh, good.
Yeah. I've been telling him, I said, whatever you do, have some copies available because I know JJ's going to want some copies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he also plays a mean piano.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been a lot of fun is you and he have been on the cover of Enjoy Magazine a long time ago.
That was in May or June of the year we got married, 2010, I think was, because it was right the year we got married. So it's been 10 years.
And then we decided as a company at one time to do the lighted Christmas parade, and we brought a big 18-wheeler and did the whole thing and decked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And your son and Cleveland were on it, and Cleveland played piano, technically,
keyboard.
To kind of go with. Did we have a story in the magazine then?
No,
or was
they
it just
were on the cover.
He was on the
Cleveland
cover,
Cleveland and Braxton were on
the cover. Yeah.
They were playing
so
piano, so
two
you guys
covers.
Were bringing it to life.
Yeah, so that was the whole idea, was to bring a cover to life on the trailer. So that was a lot of fun. So, so you guys have a multifaceted family. I mean, you guys are so well connected in the community and loved. Your mother is, you know, a saint on the hill.
Yes.
Everybody loves your mother.
She works hard. She's at the hospital and holding down the fort and doing all she can to make a positive difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah. So everybody who's listening, Kimberly Bonet telling her story with her story vintage, come on down to the new Enjoy store or go online and look her up on social media mm-hmm. and find out where you might be able to order something from her directly.
You have
or,
a website, too.
I do.
What
the,
is that?
The website is herstoryvintage.com. I am at Enjoy the Store in downtown Reading at the new location. I also have stuff at Reading Fashion Alliance as well. And you can also send a DM, a direct message through Instagram or our at Her Story Vintage 2008 Facebook channel or at Her Story Vintage on Instagram.
Oh, look at her. She's all plugged
in. Try to get all my little all my little tags. I'm trying to remember them. Don't ask me how I remember all those tags. I don't know.
Well, thank you, my love, and we really appreciate you taking the time out of and trying to get away and get here in time and share your story.
And people should pick up the magazine and check out the story because it is very well written and I just really love it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to get my girlfriend some jewelry.
Oh, yes. Well, you already know.
You are.
You know who, look, you have inside track. You let me know what you need. I got
you might have custom made, one of a kind, Gucci.
The Gucci version.
Yeah, right?
Gucci her story.
All right, love you, girl.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
so
we're going to take a break and we're going to invite our next guest in. Sit back and relax. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Yolanda Lupo from Capturing the Essence Soul Cave in downtown Reading, thanking our veterans and currently active servicemen and women and their families, their sacrifice and service to our great nation this holiday season. We wish you a Merry Christmas
as part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is an encore broadcast of North State Now.
Enjoy.
All right, we're back. We're back and we're all busy talking to each other about all kinds of things, so sorry about that. And again, I'm James Mazzotta and you're listening to KCNR, your talk radio. This is North State Now, and I also have my partner.
Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
Yeah, and then we have our Blake Down from
Blake
Viva Downtown.
Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Yeah, who's always here helping us.
I started out as a five-minute guest, and
now you're here.
Permanent.
Here. Yeah.
So why don't you introduce us to our next guest, my dear?
So our next guest is, they're from...
they're on a mission.
They're from an organization that is very close to my heart, and actually Blake's heart, too. Leadership Reading. Liz Crane is here, and Brian Scar. They're both here to talk about recruitment. It's time to register for Leader Spreading, correct?
It is that time.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So what is your role real quick with leadership?
So both of us are on the steering committee, alumni.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that once you're in, they kind of, and you're done with your tour of duty, you kind of then go into another.
Then they pull you in.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Well, tell us, Leadership Reading, so Ron and I are alumni on this, but since you guys are here, tell us, what is Leadership Reading and why is it something that people should apply to?
Well, Leadership Reading, I like to refer to it as field trips. So if you remember when you were a kid and you got so excited because you got to go to the field trip to whatever it was, let's say Shasta Dam. Well, Leadership Reading is the opportunity as an adult to check out all the different sectors in our community, all the different aspects, and get behind-the-scenes access and get to connect with all of the people, the movers and the shakers and the people making things happen, and to learn about how that all comes together to make Reading the place we love to live.
So with that, is there a qualification if you wanted to join Leadership Reading? Do you have to be something, somebody, somewhere, somehow, or is it just you just need to sign up?
You can be anyone, anywhere here in Shasta County, but there is an application process.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks from tonight, we're having our annual social at Riverview Country Club, 5:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You get to come. You get to meet alumni. You get to learn more about it. And we're going to recognize the alumni of the year, which is, it's a surprise.
I thought you were going to spill.
I thought you were just about to.
Yeah, right?
You thought I was going to give a name?
Yeah. No. I almost fainted.
No, but there's an application process. You apply online. It's really easy. And then we do interviews. And we try and pick a really diverse group of people of ages and sectors. And just so it's a really diverse class that comes together and
sure.
experiences.
Well, I've had the pleasure because you, my wife, Yvonne, and Rhonda, you guys were in the same class.
We were in the same class, yeah. That was weird.
And
I couldn't believe that.
I'm sorry, not that I have any bias, but by far yours was the best class. There was
the best class ever? Wait a minute.
Well, actually.
But, you know, I always have referred to it as, and one, somebody that was on the steering committee, when I was on the steering committee, said one time, it's like a backstage pass to Reading. And you do, you learn so much. It was one of the best things I ever did.
Same.
Yeah.
Exactly. Backstage pass. That's perfect.
Yeah.
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 I just do remember every field trip, and my wife would come home and say, did you know?
Yeah.
And she'd go back all night long. She was all wound up, right?
Yeah, it really
does.
When
she got back from the jail, she was like, wow, you can't even imagine
yeah.
what the jail's like. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, well, that was scary.
Oh, I never knew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's what's cool about this. So this is actually, it's so funny because it's been in plain sight. Leadership Reading's been around since the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking about wanting to get involved with the community or become a community leader, this is the program for you. It's a year-long program. You meet once a month, and they have specific days that focus on you know, stuff like arts and culture or and health
those,
and wellness.
For those that don't know, that means 12 meetings.
12 meetings. And but we have, you know, Brian Scar and Liz Crane. Why don't you tell us about your guys' classes and your experiences and what you've gotten from the program?
Yeah, so I think the important part to know, the thing that's like really has been important to me is I'm a Reading transplant. I came here in 2013. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a whole lot about the community. But my family was always involved in Rotary. My mother was a Leadership Reading coordinator down in the Monterey Bay area.
Ooh, so you're from Monterey area?
Yeah.
Nice. I love Monterey.
It's a good place to be from. You got to have a lot of money if you want to buy a house. But anyway, so I knew one of the ways that I could really get connected to my community was through Leadership Reading, and it has not disappointed at all. I mean, going back to Heritage Day, getting to meet people from the Wintu tribe, getting to learn how, you know, Reading was developed, why it is the way it is, you know, the different sections where, you know, Reading used to be segregated back in the day, and the segregation line was Market Street. If you were from out of town, you had to stay below Market Street. If you came above Market Street, the cops were going to kick your butt back down. And getting,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, you learn about all this different things. And another fascinating part was I'm going through the class with people that grew up in Reading or Shasta County. They're like, I never knew this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just a really, great experience. There's 30 individuals from a diverse background. You've got people in the nonprofit area, you got people in the private sector, you got people from, you know, conservative leading mindsets to liberal leading mindsets, and really you're seeing all the issues that are facing our community on a, you know, a daily basis, and you come into the program thinking, I got the answer. I know how to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you realize that, this is a little bit more complicated than you may realize. That was a pretty big eye-opening experience to me. I've developed some really good relationships with people in the community that I'll be friends with forever.
Yeah. And I've heard that from everybody.
I've met Rhonda, who's in our studio here, and Blake, and even James, through, I'm actually the Arts and Culture Program Day lead. And I met you guys. Yep. You guys are fantastic people. You guys have already helped me out in different areas of, you know, my business and personal life. So, I mean, it's just, you get great contacts, a great program.
Yeah. And it's really not a, supposed to be a networking thing. No. It's more about learning.
It's embracing your community. And I love this 30 strangers who become best friends.
Yeah.
It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah.
No, but there's, like, you know, like you said, you didn't go in. It's not networking, but it, by just attrition and the process, right?
It ends up being that way in a lot of ways.
Which is a wonderful thing.
And my class, we, you know, they have the, where you, at the end of the year, you do something for the community. Mm-hmm. Well, we did Movies in the Park started that year.
That's why I always say it's the best class ever, because they actually supported my nonprofit.
So we did a movie. We did Movies in the Park for the month of, or for the year 2009.
I don't remember what year
2009,
it was.
The first year we did Movies in the Park. And we had raffles and we had things for sale. And we ended up raising enough money to buy a dog, a canine for the police department.
All trained out of, like, Hungary or whatever, one of the super, super expensive trained dogs, and we did things, we did dog movies, and the police came with the dogs that they currently had, right?
And I think things are different now with the, what is that called, the thing that you do?
It's stewardship project.
Stewardship project, yeah. So it's evolved, and it's
I think it got so big with your class that you guys broke it.
Yeah, we probably did. Yeah, we were also the last class in Trinity, so after that, they started going to the new place they go to now in Shingletown, or...
I know the camp.
Yeah.
This is with leadership. So tell us about how people can apply. Where can they get more information? And your favorite day that you got.
Oh, my favorite day?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Can you actually put that on hold? Because we're going to take a commercial break.
Yes.
And when we come back, then everybody will gloriously be enlightened on your favorite day. Wow, right? See how that works? So everybody sit back, relax. We're going to take, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is an encore broadcast of North State Now.
Enjoy.
And we are back. When we last left you, now we took a break, and when we were going to our break, I think... you were asking what? What was her favorite? What was your
asking
favorite?
Liz, what are
her favorite day from Leadership Reading, and how can people learn more and apply?
Yes, that's exactly where we were. Thank you.
Well, after our conversations during the break, I'm gonna go with Public Safety Day. Having that behind the scenes, backstage pass to seeing law enforcement and our jail facility, all of that was really interesting because you don't have that opportunity.
Right.
And since then, I went on a ride along, and that just reinforced it.
That is yet to be done for me, and that has always been a bucket list, is a ride along.
you should do it. I don't think they're doing it right now, but soon.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, so you have the get-together this...
Yes, 2 weeks from today, on Thursday, March 3rd, at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Join us. It's the annual social, so there'll be a lot of alumni. We'll be recognizing Alumni of the Year, and you'll get to just find out who all's involved, and it's surprising how many people throughout all sectors of our community are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I just wanted to emphasize, it's not like this elite...
Not at all. No.
Yeah, group. It's anyone. You don't have to be a leader. You can be someone who's just interested in the community and wants to learn more. It's accessible to everyone.
Good. Yeah. And that's the point that why I asked early on, because a lot of times I think people are standoffish, that this is something that, you know, you have to be a business owner or somebody that's already in some type of political position or what, and it's really not. It's the whole premise of the program is to get individuals from every walk of life within our community to be able to have the experience and then hopefully disseminate that kind of information to people within their circles, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep.
And I have never heard a single person ever complain about the experience, that they've absolutely loved it. And I've been very fortunate because of Rhonda and the people like yourselves that I know. I get invited all the time on Media Day to come and present about Enjoy Magazine to people. And, you know, so you're learning all kinds of things. On that day, you get to learn, you know, you have several days, don't you? And it's Media Day and it's this day and that day. And they're just all different avenues of our community giving presentations in like a, not a one-on-one, but you're in a small group, right? And you just rotate between tables and get to ask questions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's you mm-hmm. interacting directly with these people that are serving in these different roles. So you get that, you know, firsthand access to these people.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I would even say if you're a business owner or you're in a management position, this is an excellent opportunity to send one of your employees to get a better understanding of how their community works, and your employee will appreciate you for letting them participate in that. So,
and I am a transplant as well, and I learned so much, and being an editor of a magazine in a city that I didn't grow up in, it was a huge, huge asset for me.
Yeah.
But we do need to,
how can people apply? Where do they
apply? Well, let me just say really quick. Yes. So leadershipwriting.com, you can go on there, you can click on the apply now button. You can also visit us at the social, and any questions, there's a phone number on there as well, but leadershipwriting.com.
Super simple.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Thanks
well, thank
for sharing
you guys
our story,
for being
and
here.
Thanks for your hard work, obviously being alums. I mean, that took, you know, your time and energy to do it, but then also to continue working within the program so that other people can have the experience as well. So
yeah, thank you. We look forward to seeing your application this year.
Actually, for a split second, I was like, hey, maybe I should do that.
And I thought, you should.
Yeah. So, all right, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye, guys.
We're not going to take a break. We're just going to slide right over to Viva Downtown. So you guys are free to either hang out or you can go either way.
All right. Hey, yeah, we don't want any, bye Brian, we don't want any dead air. guys.
What?
What a good show. Nice to see everybody back here. We have some really great, guests on the show tonight. And, hey, Valentine's Day.
Mm.
How was it for
passed.
You guys? It passed.
Yeah.
How was it for you guys?
You know, for the most part, it was good. We sold a lot of chocolate, a lot of wine.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope Daryl did something very romantic for you, Rhonda.
I saw kisses and flowers.
Yeah, he brought me flowers, and yeah, you know, it's just another day, really. I worked, and then I went to the theater, so I didn't see him until about 8 o'clock that night, and we had leftovers for
ooh,
dinner.
Yum.
Not lobster, macaroni,
no,
and cheese?
No, that was not on the menu.
I
want to
make that. I am. Well, hey, with Viva Downtown, I always love being a guest on here and joining you guys to meet so many cool people.
Well, we really love it when you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
We, you know, downtown's going great. We've been talking about redevelopment so much, but I guess where I want to lean this time is support the local businesses that are around here. You know, Valentine's is over. That doesn't mean you should stop treating your significant other to check out these businesses,
mm-hmm.
going to a restaurant, going to go shopping and support everybody. I love seeing that Brewcraft Coffee was highlighted in there.
Yeah.
They're such a wonderful, they're great new owners. They're very passionate about their coffee and making a great experience for their patrons. That's on the corner of Pine and Yuba.
Yep.
Yeah. It's veterans owned. The story is really nice on them, and they're just really cool. It's a husband and wife in there. Mm-hmm. And
To be honest with you, I feel bad. I have not been in since they've changed hands, so I just haven't. It's very hard for me being in downtown. You think it'd be so easy because you can walk now anywhere, right?
And yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump to go do anything. Mm-hmm. But I very rarely get to leave.
You're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and probably until everything is done, right? We're mm-hmm. still, even though we've been there since, you know, middle of October, we still have a lot that we're still working on and setting up in the back. I mean, it was a very, very quick move.
Yeah, and then it was the holidays. So.
Yeah. We with downtown, so Viva Downtown, we're getting back into the swing of things. I think it's funny, after Christmas, we're all kind of burnt out.
And yeah.
January's kind of a lull. But mm-hmm. now we're in, it seems, spring, February, everybody's kicking things off. Events
yep.
are back.
Yes.
Back to First Fridays.
Back to First Fridays. I love seeing First Fridays. That's one of the, you know, First Friday of the month. Come in support of downtown mm-hmm. business. Just make an experience.
It's just fun.
And we're bringing Hops and Shops back this year. So if we're talking about supporting local, this is where we partner with North State Breweries, put them in a local shop.
One of the best events.
So fun because yep. you walk around town, you get to try all these amazing craft beers. I love beer and downtown businesses. So if you love that, that'll come back Saturday, April 2nd. We're partnering up with Ion Networking and Cool April Nights this year, and we're launching a kick-off Cool April Nights car show event over in downtown on the reopened streets of Market.
Yeah.
And expecting to extend that all the way down to the demonstration block under the Cascade.
We've been reached out by Cool April Nights to do a drive-in.
Cool.
So we're hoping, you know, last year, unfortunately, we had a mishap where we were hit by a car on our trailer. Was destroyed and our equipment was damaged, and so we're trying to still work through that, and hopefully we'll have everything done in time. But nonetheless, we've been invited to do, I think it's American Graffiti in a drive-in format at the Civic Lawn, if we can pull it off. So,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. And there's a new business moving into those market centers.
Yay, and that's so exciting.
Apricot yeah. Lane.
Apricot Lane Boutique.
Uh-huh. I looked them up as soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
Try to figure out what affordable, who and how they are.
Yeah, affordable women's clothing. It's a franchise.
Yeah.
We have the franchisees, Cassandra and Heath, another husband and wife,
yeah.
you know, opening up a business. So we're excited to see a business move in there.
What's neat about it is yeah. it is a franchise, but it's also very individualistic.
Individualistic
yeah,
and
so,
very localized.
Yeah, they get to structure it through a corporate, so it has all the nuts and bolts so you can run, you know, a self-sustained business. But there's leniency for you to really bring in pieces from, you know, or into your market that suit the climate, right? So you don't want to bring in a Nanook leather fur jacket from Alaska for Reddingites, right?
So no.
So you get to do your own choosing and selections of clothing for your market.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to see that because just activating that street, because right now it's a beautiful street and a beautiful building, but we want to see businesses
really, yes.
move in there.
I've been so anxious for new businesses there.
I am. Parking seems to always be the question. We don't have a parking problem. We've got a walking problem. I don't want you to ever feel intimidated to come on downtown. And I got to compliment, City of Reading has done a great job at communicating all of the development.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are wondering what's going on in downtown, not only in the Blakedown and the downtown details, you can find that. But if you go to cityofreading.org/downtown, they have a comprehensive page focusing on all the development projects, where to park, and what's coming down the pipeline. And we didn't mention this, but Kimberly Nicole is one of the communication
yep.
people for City of Reading.
Yep.
She's done a fantastic job
yep.
at streamlining all of that. So, hey.
So, question.
Yeah.
When is the parking structure going to open?
The parking structure is on track and on schedule, and it should be March, end of March, so that should be
beginning
open.
Of April.
Beginning of
yeah.
April.
Yeah. He said today, he said the beginning of April.
Okay. Which is huge. It's on schedule. I'm excited to see that. And a cool thing that happened in downtown the other day, if we're talking about Block 7, was a topping off party. And I never knew what a topping off party was, but that's with the steelworking industry.
When the last piece of steel goes in.
The last piece of steel, and it was placed mm-hmm. on top of the Shasta College Community Leadership Center that's being built on the
north
end.
I know these things because I used to be a heavy steel lifter.
Dang! And it's a cool experience. So it's a tradition. They put a tree and a flag, and they make the beam stand out, and everybody signs the beam, and they place it up. And it's a great milestone for them because they realize you know, this is the next step, and we hope that...
That building's tall.
It's tall. Yeah. And the tradition is to, you know, say we hope that all future inhabitants of this building have a wonderful, safe time, and that this is...
Nice.
This
That's
is
really
good
cool.
luck for them. So, mini murals, the last thing, come on to the IOF Hall, 1504 Market Street. Check out the mini murals. That's where our downtown details talks about this. Anybody... It's so crazy when we hear people say, well, don't put this art piece or don't do that because it could get messed with. But beautiful things don't get messed with. And it's been about a year and a half now with these mini murals, and they look beautiful. They look stunning. They and are. We're excited to swap them out coming up and looking for more artists to activate that area. So beautiful things. We want to see more art, more culture, more music in downtown. And as always, thank you guys for all the work that you do to bring culture in.
Well,
thank you. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah,
too.
What a great night. Thank you for listening, and we will be back in next month. Have a good evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,